Dance. Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on. Dance. Let me see you move. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Learn English with Mr. C. Hello， 大家好，又到了跟西哥学英语的节目时间了。那么今天我给大家讲点什么呢 ？Learn and practice， 实践、感悟、真知，希望大家喜欢。Seeing is believing.While many students in the Wabash Valley enjoy the day off, others traded books and pencils for wraps and waras. A little cool rain and cool weather could not discourage a hands-on experience on the valley's namesake. A rite of passage for 8th graders in civilian country, rafting and learning down the Wabash River.It's very fun. It's kind of sad how much pollution is in there. Although many students have lived near the river all their lives, for most, it's their first experience on the water, and they're surprised by what they see. It's sad. There's tires and a bus and a bunch of stuff on the river. The reporter said,About 300 eighth graders make the one-day trip from Riverview near Fairbanks down to Hudson Valley, learning about the history of the area as well as water quality and testing. It's a conclusion of a week's worth of work in the classroom. The eighth grade teacher said, Kids don't get a chance to come out and enjoy nature like this.And so this is really a good thing for us all. Reporter said, It's fun, but it doesn't come free. It costs $8,500 for the three trips combined. But organizers say, without the help of more than 100 volunteers and countless support from the community, it will cost more than $45,000. 好了，我给大家读完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么这是什么意思呢？就是说在这个沃巴什河谷呢，今年许多学生都可以享受假日的时光，但是有些学生呢却放下书本和笔，与筏和桨打起了交道。那么这里有个单词叫做 rafts and waras。 rafts 是木筏的意思， waras 是桨的意思啊， O-A-R-S 桨。那么一个清凉的小雨呢和稍冷的天气呢没能阻止学生在与河谷同名的这个沃巴什河上进行一次实践活动。那么这里有个单词了 ,hands-on experience。hands-on, 什么意思呢就是这种实践活动啊。namesake,n-a-m-e-s-a-k-e, 就是 the God's sake 和 name 在一起是同名的意思 ,namesake。Although many students have lived near the river all their lives, for most, it's their first experience on water, and they're surprised by what they see. 虽说许多学生呢，打出生以来都生活在这个河的附近，但对大多数人来说呢，这是他们第一次来到河上。他们对目睹的一切呢，感到意外。It is sad. It's sad there's tires and a bus and a bunch of stuff.On the river. 让人难过这些河里的轮胎呀公共汽车呀还有一大堆东西。那么这里有个词组 ,a bunch of stuff. A bunch of stuff. 这是一般这种年轻人喜欢说的这个单词。词组啊 ,a bunch of stuff. 就是 一大堆东西的意思。B-U-N-C-H, a bunch, bunch, a bunch of stuff.About 308 graders make the one-day trip from Riverview,near Fairbanks down to Hudson Valley, learning about the history of the area, as well as water quality and testing. It's a conclusion of a week's worth of work in the classroom. 什么意思呢？这是一个总结呢？什么总结呢？ A week's worth of work 是一周学习的总结。A week's worth 一周的价值啊。A week's worth of work. Kids don't get a chance to come out and enjoy nature like this. So this is really a good thing for us.
孩子们呢没有机会出来可以这样享受大自然。所以呢这对我们来说呢是一件好事。于是记者说了
It's fun, but it doesn't come free.
活动很有意思但是花费呢也不小。三次旅行费加起来高达$8,500。
It costs $8,500 for the three trips combined. Three trips combined
是三个旅途加起来的意思。
But organizer said,
但是呢，这个组织者说了，如果没有这100多个志愿者的帮忙和无数的这个社区人士的这个捐助呢？
Countless support from the community.
无数的这些帮助社区的帮助呢
It will cost more than $45,000.
费用呢可到达$45,000。那么这里教大家一个就是英语的读数方式呢也是一个常识啊。我们说8500叫做$8,500。而我们说45000呢
$45,000。
也就是说英文里面是没有万的他们管10000叫做 10,000, 就是10000。啊这个希望大家注意。好了那么我给大家讲完了不知道大家有没有听明白呢我们下期再会。